From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
On July 14th of this year at the ISRI International User Conference, the company announced GeoNet, its new home for technical forums and a place for GIS users to come together to share ideas, insights, and challenges. Now that it's been up and running publicly for about 3 months, we'll take a look at how it's used and its potential. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine is the leader in geospatial technology webinars. If your organization is interested in more sales leads, stronger brand awareness, and positioning your company as a key thought leader, then let us help you deliver a professionally produced live event that reaches a global audience. For more information on both our 30 and 60-minute webinar formats, go to www.geospatialwebinars.com.
Now, if you're at the ESRI User Conference this year, there was so much going on that you probably didn't even maybe hear about GeoNet. The team that put it together had a booth near one of the escalators, and I just happened to run into it, but there was so much going on. I think ESRI really wanted there to be sort of a soft launch as the transition was made from the traditional forums onto this new platform. And what I found very interesting was after the user conference, there continued to be a soft launch. In fact, I don't think I heard anything from ESRI about GeoNet since the user conference. Did you? Have you run into anything?
No. It's been on very, very silent, I would say.
Very quiet. Okay. So maybe we're still in that sort of soft launch, early launch period as people figure out what this thing is. So let's start with what is GeoNet? You've been playing around with it, Joe. What do you think GeoNet is?
I think the short answer is it's LinkedIn for ESRI users. It's a social network, at least from my observation, to link like-minded community users. I think that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, so it's got sort of that social network thing going on. Does it have the job thing that LinkedIn does too?
I did not see that. What I observed was this was a way to get a community of users under one umbrella and expose a variety of topics, and it could be anything, and get them all essentially coordinated if this is what you are interested in talking about and collaborating. And it's a little different from LinkedIn, but in at the base level, I just found it very similar.
It actually has a lot of the same kinds of... You can do the same kinds of things. In a sense, there are sort of groups. They call them different things. You can start a blog. You can follow people. You have...
Post things.
Right. You sort of have your own profile. It has all of those kinds of things, yeah. So did you dig down into one of the areas that you were interested in and see what was going on?
Well, I gravitated towards one of the vertical industries, business and commerce, also defense and intelligence, and... A little disappointed. Not much there other than ESRI written blog posts, an industry brochure touting location analytics. There was a case study on Carrefour, the French retailer, a testimonial video about a client, Wendy's, I think it was, about how much they're using GIS. About 15 items of ESRI content, most content in other categories of business and commerce, was repeated. So if you dug down under business and commerce, you went to banking and not retail. Not much unique for each category.
Okay, and was there ESRI users participating, or was it for the most part
For the most part, ESRI staff. Again, in this category, I think there was another category I was looking at that had a little bit more external, and I think it was City Engine. But in this space, mostly ESRI.
Okay, and I think that's going to vary sort of industry to industry depending on, again, how that community is going to use it and what they're thinking about.
And I think it's going to vary on how organic the growth is in any one particular category. So if there may be a hot topic, I think it may grow organically.
Okay, well, that's part of, I think, the challenge that ESRI has, which is how does the company use it? I mean, what you just listed was like a whole bunch of marketing stuff, and it's hard for me to imagine that would draw a user in to find marketing stuff, especially since you can find that at the ESRI website.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I spend my time, in fact, I pretty regularly go to the education area, since that's my area of interest. And again, there's a lot of ESRI stuff, like, it's time to submit your abstract for the next version of the ESRI Education GIS conference. And there's links from the ESRI staff, again, not so much from the user community. And disappointingly, when there is content from the user community or specific questions or concerns, they don't seem to be being addressed by the ESRI folks. So, for example, one of the things that's lingering in this thread is this place where you sign up for something is broken.
Mm-hmm,
and it's been
yeah.
broken for months and months and months, and nobody from ESRI has come back and said, oh, well, we're working on it, or it's fixed, or whatever. It just sort of leaves a sort of a bad taste in your mouth. Like, why are we even having this conversation?
Well, I think it varies, because, I went to the City Engine, and there were things posted from somebody at ESRI addressing a question that a user had. It was relatively recent. In preparing for this, it was almost like this morning, I think the questions were. So, I think it varies on the topic and who's minding the store. I think that's the big problem with GeoNet is how are they going to keep this going? If this is going to be the umbrella platform for discussion among ESRI users, there's going to have to be a lot of dedicated time and effort by the ESRI staff as well to focus and dedicate time out of their day when they may be doing other things to this platform.
Right, and let me address that too. And so in education, one of the challenges that I have is that there's a whole bunch of places where you can learn about and interact with the ESRI education team and the ESRI education content. There's a higher ed listserv, there's a Facebook group, they've got their own set of blogs, which are all separate and distinct from GeoNet, and then there is GeoNet, right? So in a sense, they need people to manage all of those things, even though much of the content is the same or it's linking to the same content, but you're right, people have to be sort of paying attention. And I think that's a challenge too. There's even in the ESRI community, there's so many places that you already have to go.
Right. And so what was your understanding coming out of the UC about what this was going to be? Was it going to replace anything, or was it going to be this umbrella platform?
I think the biggest change and the challenge for the user community, the active users of the forums, which are product focused typically, and that's like the City Engine one. How do I do this? Is this broken? Do I need to upgrade to this? That kind of technical stuff. And So that stuff I think is going to continue on, because there's always a healthy need for questions and answers, and the users tend to participate in that because they're the ones with all the questions and often the answers.
Yeah.
But I think part of the challenge here is that that's only a subset of what this is. This whole idea of there being a social network for ESRI users, and when ESRI introduced this, the idea was GIS users in general, not just ESRI users.
Yeah, but that isn't going to happen. It's not going to be GIS users in general. It's going to be ESRI users.
And it's only going to be ESRI users if they find a compelling reason to come to this location and even explore it. So I was just at the New England ArcInfo User Group Education Day, which was Sunday, down in Connecticut. And we had 60, 70 people maybe. So I asked at the beginning of the day, okay, who's heard of GeoNet? And about a third of the hands went up. And then I asked, who's been on GeoNet in the past week? And about half of those third raised their hand. And the rest of them looked at me bewilderedly as if I was going to explain what GeoNet was, and I didn't have an opportunity to. So there's a whole bunch of people who don't even know about it. And so here's an opportunity. So when we're putting together this conference, okay, we're all going to share our content. Where are we going to share our content from GIS Educators Day? On GeoNet? No. Mm-hmm. On the NEARC webpage? No. On Edmodo? What's Edmodo? A social network and a sharing opportunity for educators.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
So I guess my point was, this would have been a place where the education community could have said, hey, let's use this GeoNet thing because everybody can get an account and share their stuff. And that's a good opportunity for them, if they've never heard of it, to even come visit it.
Yeah. My struggle with this is, aren't there already enough social networking platforms that already offer the opportunity to share information? why do we need yet another one?
Well, this one's supposed to be better because you can share maps and you can have your own blog and it's focused on ESRI/GIS.
But why not have a Facebook page for City Engine?
There may well be one. I'm not sure. But
and so there's the question is, which one would you choose? I mean, I think that's the issue is if you're going to do something like this and make it sustainable, then it's got to be more compelling than the other existing social networks that have a similar objective.
Right. And that boils down to participation. If I post a question, am I going to get an answer? And people have found places where that happens. One is GIS Stack Exchange. I have been very impressed with the GIS page on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
People are active. People are, for the most part, very respectful and helpful. Sometimes the questions are technical. Sometimes they're much more, I would consider the more social media ones, like where should I go to graduate school or how do I make my resume better, non-technical kinds of things, sort of softer skills. And the responses have been terrific. I don't see that. I haven't found that yet on GeoNet.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you another example. And I take the example from a social media platform created by the Brazilian publisher Mundo Geo. Their platform is called GeoConnect People. And they started this, I think, well over a year ago. And I've watched that organization dedicate an individual or more to this effort. They now have more than 6,200 members. But it's a unique situation, right? It's focused on a country, mostly Brazil and South America. It's more or less a platform that's wearing the white hat, right? And it's a neutral party. It's certainly focused entirely on geospatial technology.
Is it in Portuguese?
It's in Portuguese, but I believe it's mostly in Portuguese. So therein lies some of the issue. It's a very focused social media platform. So if I'm a Brazilian GIS user, in particular a Brazilian ESRI user, which one am I going to use?
You're right. It's a no-brainer.
Right.
Now, I think that's really very well said. And let me make one other comment just on the platform itself. So this platform that ESRI are using is called Jive, which I'd never heard of. And one of the concerns I have is if you go to the GeoNet page, this has always confused me. There are several search boxes, right? There's one way up at the top, and if you search there, you're searching the ESRI website.
Uh-huh.
And then if you scroll down, there's one along the line of the menus in GeoNet, and you can search there.
Right.
And then if you're on in a space, there's yet another sort of search box to help you filter the content. What ESRI really did was embed this right in their website. Pretty much every time I type something into a box to search, I put it in the wrong box.
Right.
And it just makes me a little crazy. My other complaint is when I go to GeoNet and I go to log in, it seems to take forever. Just the process of it whirring and spinning and saying I'm me and so forth. So the platform, I think, is a little bit challenged.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give everybody the impression that I'm negative on GeoNet. I just think for it to survive, it's got to be sustainable, and ESRI just has to put the effort into getting their community of users to use it and make it known that it's here for them as a resource.
Yeah, and it is really this chicken and egg thing, because no one's going to come if nobody's there. But right now, we don't have enough participation. But I have to say some positive things, too. I think the folks who are organizing it are working hard to make sure that these focused spaces are there for the different products and the different niches are available so you can find that focused area that's of interest to you. And I think it's just going to take some more time. So I think we need to give it some more time. Let's give it another 9 months till the summer and see where we're at then. That's all the time we have for today.
And from us here at Directions Magazine, we invite you to sign up for upcoming webinars. We've got one tomorrow, UAVs for Survey and Mapping, Part 1, followed on October the 9th, Forensic GIS, and then on October 14th, Instant Enterprise from ROK. Learn how to leverage ArcGIS platform in the cloud with your data. For more information and to register, go to directionsmag.com/webinars.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet @DirectionsMag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is posted @Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.